Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Doug Oster, your Pratt Pack. It's time now for another edition of The Organic Gardener. We always begin by giving you an opportunity to win an incredible gift certificate from Sorgles out in that great community of Wexford. If you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. Gardening questions await. Davey Tree around the bend talking trees. And now it's time for his opening commentary. So without further ado, the star of the show, everything you need to know, DougOster.com. Doug Oster. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Did you have the heat on in the car?
I did.
First morning. I've had, maybe not for you, but for me, first morning with the heat on in the truck.
Well, the gardening gods or the lawn gods were shining upon me because, you know, I can't wait for anything. So I put a little grass seed down and I thought, you know, it's scorching hot. I'm going to have to go out there and take the soaker hose. But Mother Nature has given me some rain and some cool temperatures. So thank you, Mother Nature.
Where did you get rain? Because I haven't got any rain.
Actually got a lot in the last 2 days.
Oh,
it's a miracle.
It's been absolutely so dry. In fact, that's what I was doing yesterday was water, water, water. But today, we have a pop-up garden event. It is called the Fun Free Fig Feast. If you ever wanted to try a real fig, today's the day to do it. We are going to be at a place called Shenanigans in Ross, which is right down the road from where I live, at 3 p.m. Alan Savinow, who was on the show last week talking about figs, is bringing a pile of figs. I've been promoting this through my website, which is DougOster.com. You can find all the information there. All I need to know is if you're coming so I can have enough seats and tables and chairs and plates for everybody. So go to DougOster.com. Click on the contact button and say, yes, I want to join you at 3 o'clock today. Have some figs. Talk about how to grow figs. It is going to be a blast. I love doing these little pop-up events. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Shenanigans is a very nice family restaurant. You'll like it a lot. And as I said, all the information and the address is at DougOster.com. Well, yes, yesterday was a watering day, and I need rain bad. Rob, you're lucky to get some rain. I have not got rain in I don't know how long, maybe a little bit one day, but just barely a few nights ago, just a sprinkle. And I'm basically just keeping things alive right now. And it's deciding what needs watered and what I shouldn't bother watering. You know, I've got some big giant shrubs that look awful, but I'm figuring, well, they're been established for 5, 6, 7 years, they should be okay. Just wait for the rain that's coming. Looking at the weather, maybe in the next couple days, it's off and on, but later in the week, we should get some. But when I was watering. All I was doing was I'm just turning the hose on and putting on like something like a tomato plant and letting it sit for 10 minutes. And while I was sitting there, I got to see a lot of cool things in the garden. I don't spend as much time as I should sitting in the garden. And the first thing, I just saw a little chickadee come and kind of go through the tomato cages, landing on each one, till it found a little water in a leaf from where I was doing the watering, and it was drinking right there. And it made me think that I do have bird baths out there and I do keep them filled up, but the importance of water for wildlife, that's one little trick in the tomato garden. If you ever have a problem with squirrels or chipmunks eating your tomatoes, they're not really after the tomato. They just see something. They see that red, and they think it's like a berry. They want the liquid. Believe it or not, and this is just my theory, having a little dish of water in the garden for the squirrels and other wildlife.
So you actually communicate with squirrels, is what you're telling me.
Yes, I'm actually communicating with squirrels.
I thought you gave that stuff up in your early 20s.
Well, I have found that if I leave water for them, they leave the tomatoes alone. So that
makes sense.
That's working. And the birds, I could only see the back of some morning glories, and you could see how the morning glories were moving with the bees that were pollinating them. And then I got a real treat where I was just standing there, and a hummingbird came into the garden close to the Mexican sunflower, but it just perched on a tomato cage, and it sat there for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and it was kind of like preening and looking back, and it was really cool, sunning itself, and then it went up to the serviceberry tree and perched there. Well, then another hummingbird came to the Mexican sunflower, and then it went up into the serviceberry, and I guess hummingbirds are really territorial, and they started fighting in the air, and the one hummingbird chased the other one out of the garden. And so I've been trying to get a nice picture or a video of this hummingbird, and then it went over into my salvia. I have black and blue salvia, which it loved. But then, and I was in the vegetable garden, and between me and where the hummingbird was, there's deer netting. I couldn't get a good picture. This beautiful ruby-throated hummingbird, I could see it from behind, and the sun was hitting it, and like it has kind of a luminescent color when the sun hits it right. Well, it was right in front of getting pollen from a big, like dinner plate-sized deep red hibiscus flower. It would have been the best pictures, but I could not make it happen. So I was out in the garden a little later in the afternoon, waiting with my camera, hoping to get a picture of the hummingbird. And as I said, with the rain coming, I'm waiting for another planting window. For me, there's no sense in planting right now. I'm barely able to keep things going with the watering I'm doing. I've got fall peas that are, you know, 2 feet tall. They have to have water to survive. They love cool temperatures. They're digging the temperatures, but they don't have enough water. This is also the time where the mulch is so important. And so in the vegetable garden particularly, I keep adding straw. And after watering those peas yesterday and the celery, I'm adding a little extra straw on the sides just to try and preserve that moisture until we get rain. I don't think I'll be here when we get the rain. I'm headed to California after the holiday to see my son. So I'm hoping that while I'm gone, we get this nice rainstorm. And then when I get back, I can plant again. And we are coming into the planting season where it's only second to the spring is fall, where we're talking about planting bulbs, trees, shrubs, cool weather vegetables, perennials, mums, pansies. When we get to the end of the season here, don't quit. This is a really fun time to plant. Let's just take pansies, for instance. I mean, I see that they've got this pansies in the nursery, and we could fill our containers with pansies, keep them watered, and they will go at least till Christmas, and possibly, if you have a mild winter, all the way through the winter. So sometimes they'll winter over, and pansies are one of my favorites. If you're going to do mums, people always ask me, well, how do I get the mums to overwinter? The only way to do it is get them in early, make sure they have everything they need, meaning a lot of water, fertilizer, because you're asking so much from those mums when they are bought this way, where they're just filled with flowers. They've used so much energy to put those flowers on, it's hard for them to become established. And also, it's about finding an actual hardy mom. Just because it says hardy mom, it might not be hardy. And so just be sure that when you are out there looking for a mom, ask them, is this something that possibly could come back next spring, and then get the mums in early and give them everything they need.
All right, take a short break. We'd love to hear from you. Any gardening question, welcome right now. Davey Tree within 20 minutes. Talking Trees, 866-391-1020.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, back with Doug, ready to take some phone calls. Davey Tree, Talking Trees, coming up within just minutes, so stay with us. And of course, David Balerato back with a news update at 7:30. Let's say hi to Ron. Ron, good morning and welcome to the Organic Garden. Say hi to Doug.
Yeah, how you doing, Doug?
Doing good. What's up? Go ahead.
Sunflowers. I never grew one before, but I grew one now that's about 9 foot tall, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got some questions about it. Is that an annual or is that a perennial?
So in general, sunflowers are annuals. There are perennial types of sunflowers, but our normal big happy sunflower is an annual, something that will persist until probably it'll be done here end of next month.
Okay, how do I know when it's ripe? I mean, the sunflower is about 12 inches in diameter.
So the seeds are ready. What will happen is the flower will start to look downward, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's what this one, it's sagging a bit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Those inside, you'll see, if you just put your thumb in there, and you start to try and peel the seeds out, you'll tell if they come out real easy, they're ready. If you want to save, are you thinking about saving the seeds or planting next year or just having the seeds, you know, to eat?
Well, I live in a condo and I planted it someplace where I wasn't supposed to plant it and people were going crazy. They're laughing and okay, so I guess I will save the seeds. Is there a special way to save the seeds?
Sunflowers are really easy. I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to talk a little bit about seed saving here at some point. I don't know if it'll be this week or next. But so what we're doing when we're trying to save seeds, and let's just take your sunflower for instance, we are trying to swoop in before the plant discards its seeds. So you've got a lot of time. you will see the flower will start to fade. It'll start to turn brown. It'll look downwards. And then the seeds, the birds will start harvesting the seeds. And then you can just go in there and you'll see when it's a nice, hard, dried seed coat, it's ready. And you could pry some out of there. And just the main thing when you're saving a seed is that it must remain dry. We don't want to get it. If it gets wet and then you save it, it won't sprout the next spring. So when you're saving them, you put them right in a little envelope and then store them someplace that is like an airtight container, like a mason jar or a baby food jar, something where it'll stay dry. And I always put a little bit of silica gel, those little packets you get in things that you buy. I save those and I just throw that into the jar. It just keeps the seeds dry. And in the case of sunflowers, you're going to have, you know, 100 or more seeds, maybe hundreds of seeds, and very easy to save. And then give it a shot for next year. Only you got to change locations of where you're planting it, right?
Oh, you do.
I'm going to say you do because the condo is giving you you're getting laughed at for where your sunflower is.
Oh. Well, that's right. It doesn't matter to me. I've made a lot of neighbors, excited about what I do here.
You could do those sunflowers anywhere you want to, even in containers if you wanted. If you had a big container, you could do the sunflower. And how exciting for you that you grew that flower this year and that it's doing so well and that it's so tall.
Well, it was like Jack and the Beanstalk. Somebody gave me these sunflowers to eat. So what I did was I put them in a cup, put some water on it, and put a Job stick in there and a little bit of dirt on top. And the next thing I knew, there was green things coming out of the cup. So, hey, how big did the root get? Because I know I'm going to have to pull it out someday.
Nothing to worry about. It's going to be around 6 inches deep. It'll come out very easily. Don't worry about that. Well, good luck go ahead.
Oh, the stalk is about, oh, my God, it's about, I'd say, it is big. The stalk is big like a small tree, God.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was hilarious, In fact, one neighbor said that they were going to pull it out. They thought it was a weed growing, and then I would have been, the neighbor would have had all kind of Vaseline put on their car window or something like that, Things that happen at Halloween, it's weird,
There you go. All right, okay. Well, good job with your sunflower. Okay. Thanks so much for your call.
All right, let's get Linda in here for Doug before the news break. Hey, Linda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about hibiscus. I have never grown it. I'm a gardener. My husband is not. He came home from a big box store with 3 hibiscus plants, and he was all thrilled because they were 75% off, so he paid $5 a piece. So they're nice-looking plants, but the tag on them says that they're hardy to 38 degrees Fahrenheit. So from what I've read about hibiscus, there's tropical and then there's hardy kinds. Is that a tropical or is that a hardy? Because hardy, plant them outside.
Those are tropicals.
Are they going to grow in the winter?
They're going to grow inside in the winter. And so that's what we do with our tropical hibiscus. If it can only handle 38, that's your tropical varieties, which are really beautiful flowers. And for many of us, we spend all winter with that on the windowsill. And then take it back out in May if you're so inclined. And how big are they? Are they big enough where they could come in for you, or are they going to be hard to bring in?
They're going to be hard to bring in. They're as tall as I am. They have like a bare trunk, and then at the top, there's a whole bunch of leaves.
Well, now you know why they were 75% off, right?
Right. Well, that's what I thought. Why would they be selling tropical stuff up here unless, I guess, people have greenhouses or something?
No. They're just bringing them in and putting them on the windowsill. If you had a sliding glass window or something, first off, you can enjoy that plant usually now all the way into probably halfway through October, maybe longer. Our seasons are longer. So you've got another at least 6 weeks of enjoying that plant, as long as you can keep the frost off it. So you're getting a good deal anyway. If you're up for it.
Okay, and then in the spring, just put them back out again.
Yeah, if you're up for it. Or another way to store them is just throw them down in the basement or into a garage where it doesn't get below 38 and let them go dormant and then bring them back out in the spring. That's the other way to do it, which would work too. You know, you got a good deal on them. Give it a shot. Make him bring them in and out. You know, it's his job now. He got the deal.
Right. Well, that's good to know, because I do have a garage and I overwinter some other things like peace lilies and stuff. I have cats, so putting them in front of my sliding glass door
that's
not
going to work. Well, put them into dormancy and let them sit in that garage all winter. Give them water once a month and then bring them back out in May and stick them outside and they'll go crazy. They'll do their thing, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, tell them what's coming up.
We're going to be talking trees with the Davy Tree Expert Company and talking all about right tree, right place when we're ready to plant and get some planting ideas, some watering ideas, all sorts of good stuff from our new friend from Davy, Chris Ward.
All right, all coming up next with Doug on The Organic Gardener on KDKA.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're talking with Chris Ward from the Davy Tree Expert Company today. Our topic is right tree, right place. But Chris, before we start on that, I want to talk about watering because, man, I'm telling you, I don't know how it is where you're at, but I'm really dry and the trees, they don't look too happy. They look sad.
Yes, they do. So first thing about watering is you have to think about what type of tree you have. Even because it's a big mature tree, that doesn't mean that it still doesn't need supplemented with water here and there. The roots do spread out and do go deep, but it's sometimes there's just not enough for them. So if you're seeing things in your trees like the yellowing of the leaves, or the leaves are just weeping or just weepy and leak. Weeping and kind of droopy,
yeah.
Maybe it's time to just get the hose out. The best way to water is to take a hose, put it on a very, very slow trickle, and just stick it at the base to thoroughly saturate the trees, once or twice a week to just really help supplement the tree so it has something to drink so it keeps the leaves strong and the tree strong.
And here's the thing, just like me and my landscape, I'm watering all the vegetables and the smaller things just to keep them alive, and I'm kind of ignoring the trees. But I know for sure, especially on something that might have been planted in the spring, that one is absolutely critical to get water on, right?
It really is. I mean, another part of it, too, is if you're looking at vegetables and things like that, like, they don't handle 90-plus degrees. I think that the best temperature for them is, like, up to around 85 degrees. So if you're starting to dry out that much, something else that you can think about is adding a good layer of mulch around the soil to help retain some of that moisture. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're starting to really dry out that much, you know, maybe moving the tree to a spot that, or moving the shrub if it's in a planter box to a spot that maybe gets a little bit more shade, or you could think about like implementing a shade tarp to it. So just, you know, first half of the day, three quarters of the day, you want it to have that sun for the photosynthesis and watering the roots. But then if it starts getting too hot, there is a such thing as just too much sun on a lot of these trees and shrubs.
Right. So we are headed into the prime planting season. Now, I personally, I won't plant until I get water, until we get rain. I want the soil to be, I mean, I love these temperatures, but I need rain. And so once we start to get some reasonable rain, that's when I'm going to start thinking about planting. But that's when we need to talk about right tree, right place. And I think so often homeowners, they don't think of right tree, right place. They just, okay, I want to put a tree in. When you put a tree in the wrong place and you get 3 or 4 years down the road, it can be problematic, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so many factors go into that. You know, you have to also think of a tree in a whole. Half of your tree is the canopy that you see, but the other half of the tree is underground that you don't see. So you have to imagine a tree's roots, not even looking at the canopy overhanging your house, potentially pruning it back all the time. You have to think about, if you're looking at a tree's upward height, you have to think about the root system growing out that far. It grows as long vertical in the roots as it is horizontal up or horizontal upright. So if you're putting a tree that is 40, 50 foot, then that means, what are you doing to the foundation of your house? You know, what type of root system are you pushing? Not only that, but I mean, some trees are just, in a weird way, are just messier than others. You know, you don't want, like, let's say a honey locust tree right next to your house that you know is going to consistently drop leaves into your gutter. And now you've made a problem of cleaning out your gutter every year, multiple times a year. So the right tree, the right spot is absolutely very, very crucial to any landscaping project.
You know, and then there's also trees that want to be understory trees, trees that are sun lovers that want to be the main show. It's all thinking about things like that, too.
Yeah, I mean, in Pennsylvania are two natural understory trees that are going to be your dogwoods and your redbuds. So you don't want to take a dogwood and a redbud and stick it out in absolutely full blazing sun. Right. You're, you know, fighting an uphill battle with that tree. Just the same as, you know, any type of maple is going to be an all-day sun-loving tree. So a lot of people love their Japanese maples, but you don't want to take that and stick that underneath the canopy of a huge tree, because it's just never going to do what you want it to do because it's not getting the right amount of sun.
What are some other things that homeowners should think about if they're going to put a tree in, as far as how big the tree is going to get, what it wants? What are some of the things that you consider when you go to a property and they're saying, like, I want a tree, but why do they want the tree, I think, is one of the questions.
I mean, that is absolutely a great point. You know, we have to think about climate. You know, I have a lot of people who tell me they want a crepe myrtle, or it's like there are different cultivars of crepe myrtles that can survive in Pennsylvania, but they get a huge dieback. So what you end up getting in Pennsylvania isn't what you're going to get in Florida or California. You know, it's not going to be that tree. It's going to be more shrub formed. But definitely things that I would think about whenever I'm doing designs or thinking about trees in the right spot are just, number one, sun. Number two, overcrowding of trees and shrubs. You know, when you go to a greenhouse in a nursery, you look at these little tiny shrubs and you're like, oh, this is all looks great. You put it in, you have immediate gratification. You know, it looks full, it looks nice, it's just the perfect amount. But what you're not thinking about is 3 to 5 years down the road, because you haven't looked at the mature height on the listing of that shrub, to where you're like, how did I go from this to this overwhelming landscape that I can't maintain or control? It's just, you really have to think about what this tree or shrub is going to do whenever it's at its full mature height. That's probably the biggest one that I run into is, you know, a lot of landscapers sometimes don't pay attention to that mature height of what it is. Whenever I would be doing designs, I'm thinking more long-term than I am short-term. And that way, whenever designs go in the beginning, I'm thinking that it looks a little spare, but in 2 years, this is going to be perfect. In 5 years, it's, you know, maybe going to require a little bit of maintenance to it. But, I mean, in realistic terms, we're all busy. You know, we have to start thinking about what we're going to do to mediate a lot of this maintenance that's required in the shrubs.
All right, Chris, good stuff. We're going to take a break. Hang in there. We'll bring you back after the break. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Chris from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Back with Doug and Chris. More Davey Tree talking trees in just a moment. KDKA. Yeah, Davey Tree talking tree. Chris Ward making his maiden voyage here on The Organic Gardener with Doug Oster. We got a call. Let's go to Gary, who joins us on KDK. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I like to be the sucker.
Jeez.
Have a great day, Gary. Always nice to hear somebody with such a smiling disposition this early in the morning. Go ahead. You and Chris take us home.
And he waited 15 minutes.
I know. Showbiz.
All right, Chris, we're talking.
Interesting.
Right. Yes, it always is. Right tree.
That's why I have a dump button. He never made it to the air.
Oh, good. Right tree, right place. Let's talk a little bit more about that. And I want to pick your brain. And I always love doing this with arborists about some of their favorite trees that might not get planted as often as they should when we do find the right place for them. And so when you do go to a property and they're telling you, hey, I've got this spot, you check it out, you like it, and what are some of the things that you can suggest to them that might be a little bit off the beaten path that you love?
So the person has picked the tree already.
No, they've picked the spot. You guys have agreed on a spot for a certain type of tree, which would probably give you 10 or 15 different trees you could suggest. If there's anything that you really like that you can suggest to them that they, you know, they might not know a lot about trees, and you might have a species or a tree that you like, that you know is reliable and is an interesting variety.
Yeah, depending on the height requirement, stuff like that. Like, I personally love ivory silk lilac trees. They stay more narrow. They have a great bloom to them. You know, they are just a very hardy, good tree.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So ivory silk, it's a tall column-like lilac?
Yeah. So it's actually not in the variety of like your common lilac.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a tree that, you know, it's going to do really well in a partial sun, partial shade area. It gets a great white bloom to it that resembles a horse chestnut or a hydrangea.
Oh, okay.
They are just hardy. They don't really, you know, like a lot of maples sometimes, they don't like really wet soil because the root systems rot out on them. This one seems to acclimate really well to kind of anywhere you do, Plus, it gives you a little bit of height where it's not overwhelming. They're going to be like 20, 25 foot. They're just a very showy tree that are very hardy. I like those trees a lot just because of the versatility of them.
Wow, that's a good one because that's one that I don't know about. I've never heard of. So let's talk a little bit about you, about how you got into this and why this job's right for you. I like that laugh, you know, before you answer. Like the laugh, like, how did I get into this?
That's a very fair question. just agriculture for me kind of fell into my lap. You know, whenever I was younger, I was on a journey of just trying to find who I was and where I was. I did hospice for a while. I did stuff like that, and I really didn't know where I wanted to go. And hospice was definitely a very, very sad thing. And then I found peace in watching trees grow, just figuring out stuff. Then on top of that, I really liked just, art and other things like that. So it kind of just all molded together where design is basically art, you know, and I don't have to, you know, have a sad life. It's just, I go to work every day. I love what I do. I get to be around the trees that make me feel at peace. And, you know, that's just kind of how I fell into what I do.
That's great stuff, Chris. You did a great job, your first show. Enjoyed talking to you. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Now join me today for the free fun fig feast. If you'd ever wanted to try to taste a fig, my friend Alan Savinel is going to come and bring his figs to Shenanigans Bar and Grill in Ross Township on Babcock Boulevard, 3 o'clock today. All the information is at DougOster.com. We're going to have ourselves a garden party there and talk gardening, and you'll learn how to grow figs. It's all at DougOster.com. Please send me a message. Let me know if you're coming so I can make sure that we've got enough tables, chairs, and plates and all that sort of stuff. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.